You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, let's talk about this mark of the beast in the Sabbath study, because the Sabbath is a huge part of it, which most people don't comprehend or don't realize. One group receives the mark of the beast in the end times, and the other group receives the mark of God, the seal of God, that his seal is comes from the maker of heaven and earth. And it says, they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus, or the testimony of Jesus, Revelation 14:12. If you look at the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, there's only one commandment about worshiping the Creator. And it's the one that states, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and he rested the seventh day. And that's talking, that rest is talking about worship and honoring his creation, honoring what he did, and identifying the one that did the creating. And it's clear that Revelation 14:7 is quoting the Sabbath commandment and stressing that its importance. The beast, which its followers are led by the Roman Catholic Church, has only sought to change God's Sabbath into Sunday. Actually, it openly boasts about this change as a mark of its authority. And it says, of course, the Catholic Church claims that the change from Sabbath to Sunday is her act, and is the act, and the act is a mark of her ecclesiastical authority in religious things. That's from the Catholic Church. They say this is their mark. The book of Revelation predicts that this mark of Rome usurp the authority and will be eventually universally enforced by law. And Revelation 13:16-17 says, no one that has this mark of the beast will be able to buy or sell. So it'll control you through your bellies, your comforts. You won't have electricity. You won't have a place to live. You won't have, they're going to force you into compliance. Look how easy it'll be. Look at what they did with COVID. They locked everybody down. They forced most of the population into compliance. Only now, when it's all over and it's apparent what a hoax it was, are people getting ticked off that they were deceived. Well, I'm sorry, it's too late. Many of you already have this bioweapon injected into your body, and it's killing you. People are falling over dead. Died suddenly. Do the search. If you want to get a good search, go to DuckDuckGo or some non-conformed government authorized site like Google and Yahoo and all of the other, goose-stepping Nazi followers who promote this, this evil. You know, Daniel and Revelation reveal that in the time of the end, Daniel 12:4, Jesus Christ is going to purify his chosen people from every beastly error that has invaded Christianity and violating God's laws. And he's going to save us. He's going to save us from this system, and he's going to return. He's going to set up his Father's kingdom. He's the Lord of the Sabbath, after all. Come on, Matthew 12:8. He's the Lamb that died for our sins. He loves us. His grace is sufficient for us. And we keep the Ten Commandments as a sign of our loyalty and worship to Him. Him. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.